Elissa Walker-Campbell, welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Of course, all of our guests are joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line, and we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here in Houston. It is time now. We're going to completely shift gears. We're going to talk some college football. Our friends from Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel, is joining us, and he's also going to talk to us about the San Antonio Spurs as he's been covering them with the Sports Exchange. Good evening, Steve. It's nice to have you back with us.
Thanks for having me on again, Alyssa.
Good to hear your voice. And Texas played its annual orange-white spring game, but they were only able to play one half because of the rainy weather conditions. We know all about that right here in Houston. So give us your assessment, kind of just your takeaways from the Longhorn spring game.
Well, it was pretty good, Alyssa. I'm glad they didn't have to play a second half. It was a messy first half, and yeah. It was long. It was actually played a regular timed the game in the first half, so we felt like we might be there for until 2017 or something.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a lot of good stuff happen at the Texas spring game. Shane Buechele, the true freshman quarterback out of Arlington Martin, was a standout in the game in his first action in the Texas uniform. He and Tyrone Sloops took all the snaps for Texas at the quarterback position. Michelle impressed, as did the dual running backs, Chris Warren III and Deontay Foreman. Defensively, not so impressive as they were able to let a freshman quarterback tear them up pretty good. But Texas was low-ranked defensively last year, so they've got some work to do there. Pretty positive things come out of the spring game.
A lot of positives. Talk about some more about the freshman quarterback in Shane Buechele. Obviously, he's an early enrollee. What are the expectations? I mean, is this going to be the guy that's anointed as the starting quarterback for the Texas Longhorns?
I think it's pretty early to anoint a kid who's just, his class hasn't even graduated from high school yet. But he did look good in specific passes. He threw the ball in the spots well. He did not look rattled by the Texas rush. After the game, a bunch of us sports writers got around and talked about Buechele and his performance. And, we had to put it in perspective as the defense he was running against. Literally, the second team defense and the first team was not that good to begin with. But any light at the end of the quarterback tunnel in Texas is a good thing. So it's an encouragement to see him play as well as he did.
The senior editor with Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. He's also a sports writer for the Sports Exchange. He's been covering the San Antonio Spurs and that series. But talk about, I want to hear about Tyrone Sloops. I mean, how did he look?
Sloops had his pretty much a workmanlike performance. He was not as impressive as Michelle. And I think he'd be a stretch to say that anybody would be excited about seeing Tyrone Sloops take snaps as the first quarterback out for Texas when they open the season against Notre Dame. Coach Strong talks consistently about moving forward. Sloops was not the man last year. He did not play well. So any kind of change at this point you would think would be good at the quarterback position. Sloops is proficient at the game. He just doesn't really bring a jolt of excitement to anybody at this point.
Speaking of changes, talk about the new offensive coordinator in Sterling Gilbert. We're going to see what faster pace, tempo. I mean, and this offense is going to be a whole lot faster, right?
Yeah, they're running, as I call it, spot it and snap it within 9 seconds offense. That's what he wants to do. They ran 110 offensive plays in the first half.
Oh, my word.
Two offenses. So it's a nightmare for a sports writer, let me tell you. try to keep that.
Yeah, I bet.
And Facebook, and just keep on who's making what. I mean, I hate to be a statistician for these teams, but they're kind of in the if you can't beat them, join them mode with against Oklahoma and TCU and Tech. So we'll see what happens. The kids seem to like it. They said that the practices go fast because you never really have a chance to think about how tired you are. So it does wear out defenses, and it does. Does get a lot of plays called, that's for sure.
Well, we have highlighted Buechele and Sloops. I want to hear some more about it in terms of with the running game and how big a part of that it's going to be of the offense.
It's going to be a huge part of the offense. The two main guys, Deontay Foreman, who was their leading rusher last year, and Chris Warren III, who took over after Foreman got hurt against TCU. Those guys are hosses, let me tell you. Chris Warren is up to 255.
Oh, my.
And he had a run in the spring game for a touchdown where he broke through the line, took on the second tier at linebacker with a stiff arm, and sprinted through and was untouched. He's a big, strong, fast kid. Deontay Foreman the same way. With those two guys hammering the ball, it gives any kind of a quarterback a chance to get a jump on things, you would think. So that's going to be a huge part of the Texas offense this year.
You were also talking about defensively that there still is some weaknesses there. What must be addressed going forward and into the 2016 season, Steve?
Everything. But to most part, the defensive line needs to be looked at. Texas lost a lot of guys. Hassan Ridgeway is going to be playing in the NFL. They literally got five freshmen defensive linemen that are going to come in and will vie for playing time. You've got your freshman All-American, Malik Jefferson, at linebacker. He'll be in the middle of that defense. He's a great player. He just can't do everything by himself. And Texas has a great and a lot of secondary players that can make him switch around. So, and you have to have that in the Big 12 with all the running, the passing offenses you're going to get. So I think, you know, all in all, there's a lot of improvement that could be made there, but the talent is out on the 40 acres.
The senior editor with Horns Illustrated, Steve Habel, is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about the Texas Longhorns. And just overall, I mean, what have you seen from Charlie Strong, the type of jump that he has done in his first 2 years at Texas?
Well, listen, I like Coach Strong. He's a great guy. He seems like he's a pretty good coach. But the proof is in the pudding. I mean, he did not get to a bowl game last year with Texas, went 6-7 the year before. You know, it's almost put up or shut up time. I'm not saying that this is the year that he has to perform, but I'm saying this is the year he has to perform.
Mm-hmm.
If you're talking to me and you got a gun to my head, which I know you don't, but it's a situation where people are tired of losing to Texas. You shouldn't lose to football in Texas. It's not the way he's done. And with the talent he's accumulated in the last 2 years, they should be moving forward.
Well, my final question for you is, what is the forecast for the 2016 season? I mean, we're talking some big, bold predictions. Do you see the Longhorns striding out this season?
You know, I think a 7-5 would be a positive move for Texas. I don't know if they can get to 7-5. It just depends on if they can win early. They have to play at Notre Dame at home to start the season. Then they have UTEP at home, and then they have to go play California. And then they get into the conference season, which is there's no gimmies there. I mean, they lost on the road or shut out on the road by Iowa State last year. You know, they lost to Tech at home. It's going to be an interesting year. It's a matter of if they get any momentum. I think that's the real thing. They could win maybe a game they shouldn't win. They did that last year against Oklahoma, but it didn't spur them forward. But hopefully that will happen this year if they can get a win. And a game they shouldn't win, then I think they'll be okay.
We always look forward to catching up with our good friend of the show, Steve Habel, the senior writer and editor with Horns Illustrated, tonight at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You want to stick around. Rod Higgins, former Charlotte Hornets and Golden State Warriors general manager, will be joining us. Thank you so much, Steve.
Thanks, Alyssa.
You bet. Stick around.